I celebrate marriage with you today. But then the question is, okay, so what corrupts God's plan? The first thing in the Bible that you see that corrupted God's plan was polygamy. And you may say, well, how can you say that? It's in the Bible. Well, Genesis chapter 4 says that it mentions the first man who did that, and it said he took to himself two wives. It didn't say God gave him two wives. It said he took two wives. It was a corruption of God's plan. And when you read about Solomon, who had 700 wives and 300 concubines, the Bible says that it was all those wives that turned him away from God. That wasn't God's plan. And by the time the New Testament comes and Jesus begins teaching, it is clear that God's plan is one man and one woman. Divorce is a corruption. You know, just we don't want to be married anymore. And that was a problem then. It's a problem today. Just don't want to be married. Same-sex marriage. The Bible makes it clear. Marriage, by definition, is a male and a female. That's the way God intended for it to be, and that's the way God made it. And anything out of that corrupts God's best plan. So here's the takeaway. Here it is. Number one. We are never going to influence our society by belittling and condemning and shaming and trying to guilt. And we're not going to argue people to faith, and we're not going to stonewall people to faith. And I believe what we need to do is the same thing that Jesus did when he was confronted with those kinds of issues. Do you remember when the woman who was caught in adultery, the act of adultery, was brought to Jesus in that embarrassing situation, and they were going to stone her to death, and Jesus said, "Let the one without sin cast the first stone." And one by one, they started dropping those stones. And Jesus said, "Woman, where are your accusers?" She said, "They've left." Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. So go and sin no more." So this is the takeaway. Without condemning or condoning, we speak God's truth. That God has a plan. And that God's plan is the best way. The second takeaway is this. Now please listen to me. Wherever you are right now, single, married, divorced, divorced and remarried, separated, wherever you are in your life right now, the question is not what has happened in your past. Your past is the past, and it's done, and you can't change it. So the question is, how are you going to live your life now? So wherever you are, as a single person, live your life as a follower of Jesus Christ with sexual purity, understanding that God's way is the best way. If you're married, be faithful and committed to the person that is your spouse and live your life loyal and faithful to that person as a follower of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, whatever has happened in your past is the past. The future is not yet here. So live your life now, where you are, as a follower of Jesus Christ, understanding that God's way is always best.